You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Actually, it's a favorite pasuk that everybody knows about. And we practice this pasuk many times, you know, especially at the time of Hosat Sefer Torah. And the pasuk is, V'zod HaTorah Shesam Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. You know this pasuk? V'zod HaTorah Shesam Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. So now here, the difficulty with pasuk is that it says, V'zod HaTorah Shesam. What does Sam means? Yeah, place. It would be obviously better understanding if we say Vezod HaTorah Asher Limit Moshe Livnei B'nei Yisrael. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's very interesting. The title that is given to Avodah Kedoshim, not say Abraham Rabbeinu, Yitzchak Rabbeinu, or Yaakov Rabbeinu. The only one that has the title of a teacher is Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was a teacher of Am Yisrael. He taught Am Yisrael the whole Torah. So here they ask, how come here, the Pasuk says, Bezot HaTorah Asher Sam. What does Sam mean? When he placed, he put it. Yeah, but he taught us. He brought the Torah, he explained the Torah to us. Every day we had a shiur. And nobody took a nap at the shiur time. Can you imagine this? It's one of the greatest miracles of the history.
Difference
between nap and sleep. No, it's a long shiur all day. You know what it is? All day sit down. And 5 million people, they can hear Moshe Rabbeinu of Shalom. Can you imagine this? You know what the sound system you need? Masechet Yomah, Daf Ayin Bet, the 72 pages of Masechet Yomah brings that actually the Dotar Shat has a very powerful message for us. When it says, V'zot HaTorah Shesam Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, that means that in life we have a choice. And that is, the Gemara explains that if you are privileged, Torah becomes a remedy and healing for you. Because in Hebrew term called Sam. Sam means terufa, right, terufa. So now Yomar says, but there's a difference between Sam Chaim and the Sam that is not Chaim. As Persian HaKodesh use, Sam in a negative term. That is something that is not healthy. So when he says that V'zod HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael wants to teach us, there's a difference between two people that they both learn Torah. One, the Torah brings a healing for him, he improves. And the other one, the Torah actually has a very negative result on him. How could it be? You follow? Oh, Chazak Yavaruch. Very nice.
Based on his action.
Based on his action. But I thought till now that we learn Torah to become a better people, no? We learn Torah to become as, actually, you know, the term Torah is Persian. To means you, and Ra means path. So Hashem picked a Persian name for the
No, I have to.
You know Persian? Yeah. Yeah. Torah means, Torah means you, and Rah means path. Torah. Because Hashem likes Persians. So what happened now? So if the Torah is supposed to make me a better human being, but here the Gemara says, no. V'zod ha-Torah she-sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. It depends. It could be Sam Chaim or the Sam that is not Chaim. What, how could it be? How could it be such a thing? So now, we're going to learn, and we did learn, in Parashat Hazino, Hazino HaShamayim HaAretz, Ushma HaAretz, Imrefi. Hazino HaShamayim HaAretz. Then it says in the Pasuk that Ya'arov kamatar lichi tizan katar imrati. So Tzadon Shah says that Torah is like a rain, like a matar. Tizan katar imrati. Ya'arov kamatar lichi. Matar. Torah is a rain? What does that mean? What does that mean? Ah, beautiful.
What is pure?
Very nice. That's a good one. So now, if you just have a visit in your backyard, you know, you have some vegetables and torobche and things like that, you know, cucumbers. What do you have?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Yeah, tomatoes. Yeah. Tomatoes. And then it's very interesting that all of a sudden you see all these extra things that the gardener comes and clean up, right?
Yes.
What is it called?
Wheat,
right? Other wheats. I know that. Where did this come from? I know, but what caused it to come up?
Water. Rain.
Rain?
Yeah.
Really? Ay, ay, ay. How could it be? The rain causes the tomato and radishes and then wheat too.
Yeah.
This rain is kosher.
Rain doesn't have no judgment.
So what does that mean?
Kosher.
Is it? Well, rain, you should not, you know, if the rain only would cause that the good things come out, I didn't need to pay the gardener. It's all the rain fault.
He likes everyone.
No.
The rain likes everyone.
What's that?
The rain wants to give to everyone.
No, the weeds you put in the trash. He has to come and clean up and then they charge you arm and a leg. Why is it like this? You follow? So here actually we see it's a very beautiful resemblance. Adam. Why is it called Adam? Adama! Adama! So now here we see a very beautiful message, and that is human being, Adam that is created, is exactly like Adama. So the, when the rain comes, that means you give yourself the Torah. You could have tomatoes, you could have radishes, or wheat! Just like your backyard that, you know, you have all these vegetables and the fruit trees and they have the weeds, exactly this walking earth. Exactly the same way. As a copyright, don't tell me.
Can you rebuke somebody that you know is doing the against the way of the Torah?
Now let's finish, then we'll get to that. So now here, that's what exactly says. V'zot haTorah she-sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. Sam, what does Sam mean? Limed, itarem. No. He says Zacha na'aseh lo Sam Chaim. Lo Zacha. Oy vavoy. About the Torah that he learns actually become such a destructive thing, such a chilul Hashem. That's what exactly the beautiful message is. No, that's Zaha here, just like the concept that we have like at home between husband and wife. It says Zahu Shekhina Binahim. Lo Zahu Shekhina, goes away from the house. Zaha means to be merited, and also means Lezakot. Persian, they call it Tazki. Tazki. That means if he purify himself, so then that means through his midot, through his attitude, through his behavior, so the Torah that he learns, so then it becomes refuah, becomes a healing. But if he doesn't have the base, that means his lack of manners, so the Torah that he learns, exactly like the rain that comes down, and then he provides the tomato and the torobche and then the weeds. So that means this Adama, when you learn Torah, instead of to make Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify the name of Hashem, you make? Here, I have a question. Maybe you can help me last Shabbat. See, you know, the command of Hadiberot is repeated again. So now here there's a lot of differences. One of the differences that I was wondering, it says, Kapetet Abihavet Imecha Asher Sivecha Hashem. Before, it doesn't say that. It says you have to respect your parents. Why? Because Hashem commanded you. What do you mean? A lot of things Hashem commanded me. Why are you inserting that Asher Sivecha Hashem? Why?
First.
To respect your parents?
No, the other one. If they tell you don't do this, you don't listen. If they say go against Hashem, you don't listen.
Yeah, no, we learned that before, you're right. That when he says, Ish aviv imo tirao et shabetotai tishmoru. So now, here, yeah, we have to respect our parents, but then, actually, we have to respect who were that created our parents, right? No, but here there's an extra thing that says, Asher Sivecha Hashem. What do you mean Asher Sivecha Hashem? Hashem told me many, many mitzvot. Here I say a very beautiful chidush, and that is, you go outside, I mean not right now, it's still for Mincha. After I read, you know, you ask people outside, why do you respect your parents? Why? What do they say?
Why do you respect the parents?
Yeah. What's the logic being? No. Outside.
Then
let's go outside and we come inside.
Respect.
They raised you. So that means the whole concept of respecting parents is to show
gratitude.
They got up, you know, late at night, you know, you had the fever, I'm sorry. You had the fever, you know, you were hungry. You know, Tanhuma says, there's another nickname for the babies. What's the nickname? Every baby has a nickname when it comes to this world. No! Melech! Melech! Tanhuma brings, every baby is like a king. What do you mean? Well, when you get them in the morning, you say, Abba, leave the bed, I want to come. Yeah? He said, leave, go, I want to sleep with Ima. What do you mean? Where'd you come from? You know, you want to eat? Doesn't let you. You have to, you know, feed him. You have to take a melech. He's a melech. So now here, the Torah says, Kapetet Abiyach Avet Imecha Kashis Sivecha Hashem. What does that mean? Yeah, out there you go ask, of course. You have to show gratitude, they raise you, you know, they keep sending you money, you know, they give you a room, the imam made dinner. Torah also says, let's say, there's a parent, they didn't do these things. Huh? Could it be?
Yes.
Could be?
Yeah?
Yeah. So now what do you say now? You should show gratitude?
Of course.
Why? You didn't do nothing to me. The kids say, you know, when they, Chas v'Shalom, those kids out there, not inside, outside, you say, well, I didn't have the choice to come here. You brought me here. You didn't ask me. You didn't ask me. So what do you want from me? Yeah, outside, outside, yeah, outside, yeah. Not inside, outside. So now here, Torah Tamshu comes and tells us, Yehudi should know, he commanded you to respect your parents, not as the aspect that you feel you have to show gratitude. It has nothing to do with it. Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam is commanding you that you have to respect your parents because I commanded you. And not only that, you know, we had two tablets. Yes. You see here the two tablets? Yeah, the two tablets. So one is the responsibility that we have. The first one toward Ribono Shel Olam, the five command. And the other one is between us and
Haverot.
Where is the cabinet of Haverot Mecha? First one or the second one? So there's a mistake here. No?
Respect Hashem.
Hashem is the
Lord. Yeah.
The palace in this world is sitting like Hashem. That's how high the level is.
Listen carefully. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. But listen carefully. Here, the Tzadik is teaching us, you know why I put it in the first one? You know, we lose something sometimes. Key, this, watch, you look for it, right?
Yes.
Chalila v'chaz, chas v'shalom, cell phone, ooh, Hashem Yerachem. You know, you look all over. So now, when you want to find Hashem, what do? Huh? You don't want to find Hashem? Here's the point. Tosha is teaching us, you came from your parents, right? Your parents came from?
Their parents.
From your grandparents.
Yes.
And the grandparents came from? And the great-grandparents came from? So now let's go back. What do you get?
Adam
HaRishon. Who created Adam HaRishon? Ribono Shel Olam. The reason that the Kabed Avicha Ve'ed Imecha is the first Luchot, because the only way, the only solution to find Ribono Shel Olam is only through your parents. That means if you don't respect your parents, you never know who Hashem is. And that's what the whole point here is. V'zot ha-Torah she-sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. Sam? What do you mean sam? Limed, he taught us. No. If you don't have the awareness that how, what type of attitude you have to learn Torah, the Torah is not going to be Sam Chaim. It's going to be destructive and it's going to be a disaster. Why? Because you don't know the base to realize what the Torah is all about. To you, very, very short ma'aseh. The Maaseh is brought from Rabbeinu Arashash, Shalom Sharavi, Zeches Tzadik, V'Kadosh Nivracha, Zuchto Marim Aleinu. He has, his son was Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Zatzal, was a very, very Gaon, Mekubar, Kadosh. In the end of his life, he asked his Kahal and his friends, when I'm going to leave this Olam, when you're just about to bury me, throw me in the burial place, in the cave. Drop me. Yeah, to drop her in the cave. So, why? So he said, one time in my life, I became a chazan without the permission of my Abba. Throw me in the cave to be the kapara for whatever I did. And that time, that without his permission, I went up to become a chazan. We're not able to do this. Chas v'shalom. So, Harav passed away, and they decided they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Since disrespect to the Rav, it's not going to do it. They went up to Har Zetim to bury him. All of a sudden, hundreds of Aravim, they came toward him to attack him. So they left the Harav by the Kever, and they ran away. The Aravim, they came back, and they kicked the the body of Harav into the Kever. So his Tzava'ah, his will, came through. But here we see just a minute thing. Hashem Yerachem, for being a chazan without a permission, what a kapara you wanted to have. You see, what a sensitive halakha we have. And what a reward is given. There's no mitzvah. It's mentioned in the Torah that you have, but here we see the hardest command that we have and the greatest reward that is mentioned in the Torah. Kaved et avicha ve et imecha. Why? Lema'an ya'arichun yamecha. Not lema'an ya'arich yamecha. They explain in olam hazeh and olam haba. That's why he says in a plural form. Yama'an ya'arichun yamecha. Hashem yizakenu, b'zad Hashem, that Torah should become the Sam Chaim. And he's here b'zad Hashem Yeshuot. B'zad Tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.